Today is the fourth day of the octave of Easter. And of course, as on every day, we see that we begin with a lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, in which in particular, St. Peter, the first pope, condemns the Israelites and the Jews for having turned over their the Son of God, the Savior, the Messiah, to the enemies for them to put him to death. And then, in the Gospel, once again, we see a situation of a meal. And of course, we oftentimes wonder, why is it that every parish occasion revolves around a meal? Well, every day of the octave of Easter, we see that our Lord is either eating or asking to eat or making a miracle with the loaves and the fishes. And so we have it here today. And he tells them, St. Peter, of course, he's giving up on everything. He had not yet understood what was going on. So it's not just you. And he says, I'm going fishing. And the others go with him because they didn't know what else to do. And so they go fishing, and then all of a sudden, Jesus appears on the shore. Now, unlike many times, when he walks on the water, he stays on the shore. He is now in a different place. They are still on the water, the tumultuous waters of the world of life, which we need to navigate with him and with the Blessed Mother, but nevertheless, we need to navigate them. He stays, however, on the solid, firm soil, the shore. And then it is the beloved disciple, St. John, who recognizes him. And he says to Peter, it is the Lord. And then, of course, they all go. And our Lord then helps them out. And he had told them already, have you not caught anything? And they said, no. And so he says, go back and put your nets out on the left side of the boat. And they caught so many that others had to come and help them to bring them to the shores. In the meantime, our Lord cooked breakfast for them. So what a wonderful thing, imagine, that God cooks breakfast for you. He created everything, but already here, he cooks breakfast for them and eats with them. And this was another time that Jesus manifested himself to them. He is not dead, he is alive. Ghosts do not eat. And he eats with them and cooks for them. And so we see here that we too eat of that which the Lord has made for us. The most holy sacrifice of the Mass. When we eat his body and blood, soul and divinity, in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, which he has given to us at the Last Supper and at Calvary, and now unto the end of time. So have you anything to eat? We can say to our Lord then, yes, Lord, we have thee to eat. Thou who art our Lord, our King, and our Savior. It is thou whom we eat. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.